The failure to handle the passenger rail problem is an indictment of Minister Fikile Mbalula's lack of leadership and disrespect for the hardship of ordinary South Africans at the time when commuters are facing exorbitant transportation costs due to skyrocketing fuel prices. The passenger rail agency PRASA essentially confirmed the passenger rail system's collapse in a presentation before the National Council of Provinces, which is why the DA's request for the devolution of rail networks from PRASA should now be prioritized as a matter of urgency. In addition, Stats SA reported that inflation increased to 6.5%, primarily due to the rising food and transportation costs. One would anticipate that the ANC administration would now prioritize fixing the dilapidated passenger rail system, given that the majority of customers are struggling to make ends meet due to the rising cost of living. On the contrary, cabinet members are abusing the budget for travel and hotel excursions with no concern for what should happen now. Nationally, less than half of Metrorail's 40 passenger rail corridors are operational, while Cape Town Central Line from Nyanga to Chris Hani stations is only anticipated to be operational considerably later than promised. Overarchingly, numbers in paying passengers have plummeted from 646 million to only 147 million customers in the last 10 years. There is no longer any doubt that the ANC administration has destroyed the public transportation network. By giving competent DA governments control over managing public transportation, we can protect commuters from this catastrophic failure.